Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates hanging out with you on a Thursday that has been returned to DMX Thursday. Yeah. Following the sacking of one Pat, he has been fired for continuing to try to insert the stroke into the show.
Top.
Joining us now, it was overdue, to be honest. Joining us now on the Shell Penzo Performance Line, Kate Scott. I believe she has too many jobs to name, but several of them are working for the Pac-12, NBC Sportsnet, The Athletic. She calls games, she writes, she anchors, she is a gem. Kate, I'm so excited to have you on the show, not just to talk about how regularly awesome you are, but specifically awesome in that you will be part of the International Women's Day celebration in the NHL, Blackhawks Blues, my squad against whatever that other team is, at the United Center with all women, broadcast, studio, and production crew. You're going to do play-by-play. I know you've called just about everything. Have you called an NHL game before?
No, I have not, and good evening, you two. Thanks so much for having me on, and I thought for a second the DMX was just for me, and I was having great high school flashbacks.
Whoa!
It's okay, more about that wasn't. Later. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's probably not appropriate to talk about when we're wanting to talk about this awesome, as you mentioned, Sarah, International Women's Day broadcast that I get to be a part of on NBCSN. This is going to be the first hockey game that I have called professionally. Now, that's not to say I haven't been practicing the last few weeks. Thankfully, NBCSN is doing everything to support us, which is awesome. So I was actually out secretly in Chicago last month calling a game with AJ Malesko, who's going to be my analyst in the booth. I was down in San Jose because I'm a Bay Area kid out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I was down in San Jose on Monday practicing on the Sharks, flying out to St. Louis on Monday to meet up with our in-between-the-glass analyst, Kendall Coyne Schofield, who lit the All-Star game on fire last year.
Yeah, she's
so we are practicing, but this will be the first one. But as Doc Emmerich, the god when it comes to calling hockey, told me when he was calling that game for real in Chicago last month, he said, Kate, Al Michaels had called one hockey game before he called the 80 Olympics. So
You
call every other sport. You know how to do this. It's just a different sport. So prep your tail off and go out there and do great. I mean, when the god of hockey tells you that, how can you not be inspired and motivated?
Solid word from Doc. He's got 19 million verbs for the word pass, which is amazing.
Exactly.
But let me ask you this, though, Kate. Are we at a point now where I know one of the discussions that we have a lot is we'd like for this not to be a big deal. But at the same time, you don't want to downplay what is important. As somebody that's in this, where are you in terms of how we should really celebrate this and look at this in terms of progress and where we should be versus where we are?
Oh, such a good question, Clinton. And I should probably have a better answer now because I've been asked that a lot. But I don't know because we're obviously not there yet, right? And actually, my first response to when NBC came to me and said, hey, we've got this crazy idea, my first response to them was, yeah, you guys are crazy. I'm hanging up on you now. I didn't hang up on them. But I said, you guys, okay, let me turn this around because I just told you that I've never called hockey before. This kind of feels like a stunt to me, and I don't want to be a part of a stunt. Mm. And they said, yeah, we totally understand that, and we have talked about that in-house as well. But here's the thing. Hockey, when it comes to women, is exploding right now. We feel like we're at a tipping point. The Olympic viewership, when it comes to women's hockey, is through the roof. The three-on-three women that they brought to the All-Star game just last month in St. Louis, like, that was the highlight of All-Star weekend, right? When it comes to the girls' level, that's where we look at the growth of sports, right? It's lessening right now in football. If you look at girls' youth hockey, and this blew me away, like, it is growing exponentially, and understandably, the guys is kind of flatlined because it's been around forever. But young girls are getting into hockey. And I flash back, I remember wanting to play it when I was growing up in the Central Valley of California. There's no ice. There's no natural ice there. But I just remember seeing Mark Messier win the cup in 94. Apologies to all your Chicago fans in St. Louis. But, like, that was the moment that hooked me as a little girl. Oh, my gosh, this sport is so cool. So it's growing exponentially right now when it comes to girls playing, girls as fans. And they said, so, Kate, as much as we want you to do this, this really isn't about you. This is about showing young girls and showing everybody that you can play it or you can commentate on it, or you can direct it. Like, that's the coolest part about this broadcast. The director, the producer, the AD, some of the camera women, the stage manager, as many people as possible are going to be qualified women who have earned and deserve these spots, just to show people out there that, hey, if you don't want to play the game, or if you're not able to play the game, that's okay. There's so many other ways that you can be involved with a sport you love. So that was kind of what put me over the top, and I said, okay, guys, I'll get there. Because, Clinton, I still don't know the answer to that question. I hope that we get there, but I think events like this are important to push us in that direction.
We're talking to Kate Scott, Spain & Company, Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates. I love that. We were just literally talking about that. If you can see it, you can be it. And what this would mean for girls to happen to turn on this game and watch it and see all the different opportunities. You know, we've been friends for a couple of years now, and you've done a lot of groundbreaking, ceiling-breaking jobs calling play-by-play in a lot of spaces that have never had a woman before. Have you seen, even in the last couple of years, responses to you change? Because I, of course, have seen, even just in social media, the way people react to me versus when I first started doing, you know, say sports radio in Chicago 10 years ago. How has it changed, or has it not yet changed?
It is changing. And I think it's so interesting, right? Because we met kind of right at the beginning of this change. Didn't it feel like that? I mean, Sarah and I were sharing red velvet cupcakes at a Super Bowl, Clinton, and it kind of...
Oh, I wasn't there.
It was right as she was breaking. It was right as she was becoming the big deal, Clinton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there might have been some alcoholic beverages, but we'll just focus on the cupcakes. But it kind of felt like, okay, we're all hanging out right now, and something big's about to happen. We didn't know what it was, or at least I didn't. But yeah, responses have changed quite a bit, and it hasn't been that long, right? 4 or 5 years. And I don't know if it's the NBA players now getting to be in cahoots with the W players, if it's how Kobe was, you know, such a champion of the women's game. I don't know if the girl dad thing, I know that's very recent, and I think that's just kind of put a name to something that I felt has been happening, and now we kind of have a title for it. But it's just felt like the more guys that I talk to have daughters or have sisters, and they see that the battles and the fights that they're going through and how awesomely they're fighting them. And it feels like because of that, there has been a change. Because when I called the preseason games for the 49ers, gosh, it had to be 4 years ago now, back in 2016, the response wasn't the same response that I'm getting now, that's for sure. Because I've just had so many people reach out to me, either text or on social media, just to say, I am so excited for this, and you are going to do great, and I think it's so brave that you're doing this, because... And not because of me, same thing that we were just talking about, you guys, because my daughter needs to see this, because I can't wait to, you know, I'm a teacher, I can't wait for the girls in my class that I can talk to them about this next week. So it is interesting. You know, we're not there yet, getting back to your previous question, Clinton, but Sarah, there's definitely been a change, and that's been great to see.
Well, it's not just about you being there in that space, I think. It's about, for a lot of dumb dudes, and also a lot of, you know, young people to the game, what you actually say. And as a broadcaster, that's important. Do you think about that audience in a situation like this in terms of who are you speaking to? It's not just to impress some idiot, but it's also to teach the game to somebody who might not have otherwise tuned in. How much does that affect your preparation?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of that. And I try to think about it to a point, Clinton, and then I have to block it out. Otherwise, I can get overwhelmed and distracted, right? If I think about how many people, just the same as you guys, if you think how many people are listening tonight, right, you can freak out and have a panic attack right away. Only a few. I'm only sweating through my pants right now. It's not a big deal. But I that stuff has always mattered to me, and it doesn't have to, right? Nobody puts you in a position to force you to care about that. But it does, because I'm not just going to be speaking to the young girls. Like, I am very aware of the hardcore hockey fans that are going to be tuning in that night saying, who does this chick think she is? And I'm not going to be trying, you know, consciously to prove to them something, but I will have that somewhere in the back of my mind. And then, like you said, I also know a lot of people who don't know hockey are going to be tuning in that night because either they want to see us fail or they want to see us succeed. So let's hopefully call the best game we can, so maybe they'll fall in love with a sport they haven't watched before. And then I also, you definitely think about the haters and the doubters, right? Just, okay, well, what do these girls got? Why do these ladies get a chance to call this game? And I hope, I always hope
them any
to
day
call
of the week.
Exactly. And I never go in like, I'm going to prove you wrong, right? Because that's the wrong attitude to have. But I always hope, and this was some of my favorite response when I called the 49ers games back in the day, was, I thought you were going to suck. And you were all right.
I wanted to hate you, but you're decent.
Like that, yeah. Those were literally some of my favorite responses, that they really thought I was going to be bad. Yeah, and they were cool with it, and it was just another person calling a game, and that's what I hope we can provide next month.
Well, the good news is the goal is the same regardless of who the audience is. It's to do a fantastic job, right? And if it's someone supporting
exactly.
you, you want to give them a great job, and if it's someone who hates you, you want to prove them wrong, and if it's your bosses, you want to do a good job. So in the end,
exactly.
if you do a fantastic job and you're great at what you do, it makes it real tough for people to say you don't belong, and that's what you've been doing so far as you absolutely crush everything in front of you. So we're really looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to hanging out with cupcakes and other things sometime soon. So hopefully I'll see you soon.
Me too. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me on.